First off, just to re-clarify one point from yesterday, as much as it is ideal, again, according to the majority of Paiskim, that each person decides Tfilas HaDerech on his own and not be Yaitzer with everybody else, it's worth pointing out that according to basically all Paiskim, if one does go, in fact, go ahead and be Yaitzer with somebody Tfilas HaDerech, he will, in fact, be Yaitzer. Even again, it's an ideal of what one should be doing, but again, one will be Yaitzer. That being the case, well, first of all, if someone has done that, it's not a problem, one has been Yaitzer, but more so, if one hears Tfilas HaDerech, and thought one was Yaitza, then realizes, oh, I should have said it myself. He should not go back and repeat it himself because he has, in fact, been Yaitza. To repeat it again would be a brach batala. So again, but the other one certainly would be Yaitza, but the ideal is for each person to say it himself. Now, exactly who is obligated, who is mechoyev to go ahead and say Tfilas HaDerech? So obviously, every man is mechoyev. The exact level of what the chiyev is, it's not entirely clear in the Paiskim. It's a chiyev derabanan, or if it's something that metabolizes a minig, or a misakin. But kapanim, it's a tzarech leimar. One has to go ahead and say this. Every person is obligated to say this. A man certainly has to, a woman as well. It's a tefillah. It's a tefillah like every other tefillah. It's not a tefillah, so it's a man grama, and therefore certainly doesn't have a fixed time. It's whenever you're traveling, and therefore a woman certainly as well would be have the same chiyuv, the same obligation to say tefillah sederach. What about children? So like every other mitzvah, you'd have a chiyuv chinuch. At what age really depends on the child. Certainly, if they know how to say the words, if they can verbally express the words of tefillah sederach properly, and this may be done again saying it along with an adult, following word by word with an adult, it should be fairly easy at a decently young age. Even if they don't have a full grasp of what the words mean, first of all, mentioned a few times based on the Magen Avraham by Kol Chamira, he says that even times when you need kavanah, if you have a general understanding of what you're trying to accomplish, even though you don't know each specific word. So for a child here, in this case, it's pretty simple. You're asking, a child to understand your mispal, you should have a safe trip. It's a very simple thing to understand. Even if they don't understand each word, they certainly have kavanah. And all the more so in this regard specifically, when it comes to tefillah, we have a general rule that if you daven b'lashon HaKodesh, even if you don't know what the words mean, in many cases, you're yaitza anyway. So in this case, once children know how to say the words alone, even if they don't know what each word means, they should have an idea. Ideally, they should have an idea what they're trying to accomplish. But regardless, if they can say the words, they would be obligated. Parents would be obligated to instruct them al chiyuv chinuch. A few other scenarios which come up where there may or may not be a chiyuv. One scenario is, what if somebody has to travel on Shabbos? There's no real, technically, you shouldn't be traveling on Shabbos. It's not a specific case where one normally travels. But there are cases, someone has to go to the hospital on Shabbos, be it as it may. One is traveling. Assuming he is traveling beheter, he travels beheter, it's a different story altogether. If he's traveling beheter, once he's traveling beheter, so there's a question, can he go ahead and say Tfilas HaDerech? There's a discussion whether or not this would fall into the category of Bakashas Tzrachim on Shabbos. It seems that the Paiskim seem to agree that one can go ahead and say Tfilas HaDerech, because even though you're asking for personal help, when you're following a general format of tefillah, a fixed format nusach of tefillah, generally we're megal, especially when it's a tzarech bay b'yayim. So here you're following a fixed nusach. You're not making up your own tefillah. You're not going to get too emotional over this because it's a fixed tefillah. You go ahead, you say those words as it says in the siddur. And again, there's a tzarech hayayim because you're traveling right now. Therefore, one can go ahead and say tefillah sederech on Shabbos if the need arises. What about if one's traveling on Tisha B'av? Tisha B'av, we know generally you try to be memait as much as possible in any Tyron, any things that are really beyond what the basic things we're supposed to be saying, we don't say. However, here it is a tefillah one can say, especially again, it's a tzarech hashah. So I saw Chaim Kesky points out that it's worth mentioning that even though the tefillah sederach itself is fine, many people have the minig to add on various psukim, be it as it may, according to their custom, after tefillah sederach. He says those on Tisha B'av should be omitted because they're not part of the Ikar Takana, and those are tyron, they're psukim, they're tyron, they should not be said. So if you're traveling on Tisha B'av, go ahead and say Tfilas HaDerech. Do not go ahead and say the other psukim that come accompany Tfilas HaDerech. Two other scenarios. What about if somebody's an Einin? An Einin being in a state immediately right after somebody gets the news about a Karev dying, and he's they're in the process, immediate period right after the death. Can one go ahead, or should one go ahead and say Tfilas HaDerech? So here it's not entirely clear in the Paiskim. Generally, an Einin, the status of an Einin is such that he is pater from all mitzvahs. He's not obligated in any mitzvahs. Now, it comes to tefillah, if he wants to, in certain scenarios, he is allowed to go ahead and do it, but he has no obligation. So here there's a bit of a two tracks going on at the same time when we come to Tfilas HaDerech. On the one hand, there's a fixed chiyuv to say Tfilas HaDerech to have a safe trip. Even if you don't think anything will go wrong, it's a very natural trip, you commute every day, so you don't really have any major hergish of fear or anything going wrong, nonetheless, because Alam is sacking it. So on the one hand, there's a reason you say it because it's a takana. On the other hand, the scenario is where you say it because you personally feel that you need that extra Yeshua. If an Ein is coming because it's a mitzvah and a chiyuv to say it, in that case, there's no reason for him to say it. He has no chiyuv, he has no obligation, he should not say it. However, if he feels a personal need to go ahead and say this tefillah because he wants to have a tzlacha on his trip, wherever he's going at that point, certainly he has the right to go ahead and make that tefillah and say that tefillah even though he is an Einin. In the last case is, what happens if somebody is traveling and he has a mace with him in the car. Chaver Knesset, something like that. He's traveling, he has a body with him in the car. And as a general rule, it's a leg l'rosh. We generally, one is not allowed within 4 amos of a kever or of a body. One cannot go ahead and say any Torah, any tefillah, perform any mitzvahs. The reason why is because since the mace himself is in the state where he can't do any mitzvahs, he can't do any Torah, to go ahead and do something in front of him, you intend this, but it will come across as if you're mocking him. Look what I can do. I can accomplish mitzvahs so easily, and you can't accomplish anything. Because this one is not allowed to learn Torah in front of a mace, one is not allowed even to hold a sefer Torah, the mitzvah of covered Torah alone you couldn't do in front of a mace. Tefillah certainly can. So we're makel generally when we go to Kvarim and when we're mispalel, the idea there is you're mispalel to the schus mace, in the schus mace, something to do with the mace, that we're makel on. But something which has nothing inherently to do with the mace, it's very, very difficult to justify how one can do that. And indeed, I see Al-Gesher Chaim bring down from his father, from the grandfather of Shmuel Slant, he was machben never daven shachris mincha mayrev by kever rochel, right by the kever, or like I said, equally by Meiron and these type of places where you're right next to the kever, he wouldn't daven a fixed shemana esrei. Other gedolim would, but it's a big discussion in the paiskim. In this case, can one or can one not? Technically, you should get out of the car and daven. What should you do? The bottom line halacha here clearly is that one can, in fact, go ahead. One need not stop the car. You don't have to at all. You can say tefillah sederach right there for a very simple reason. Here, when you say tefillah sederach, as much as you want to get there safely, you're transporting the mace as well. It's certainly in the mace's best interest. Obviously, nothing could happen to him physically to damage him, but he wants the general benefit for the mace to have a proper kavura. If you're transporting him for whatever reason, be it as a mace, to get it to a different place, it's obviously in the mace's best interest as well. So the tefillah works for him as much as it works for you, and therefore, it's in his interest, and therefore there's no problem like the rush whatsoever. One should go ahead and say it under such circumstances.